Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're talking about some empowerment projects being done by Zimbabwean women. We'll also take a look at challenges faced by women at a time when the country has introduced the Zimbabwe gold currency. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in Angola. In the port of Benguela on Angola's Atlantic coast, fishermen and fish traders are struggling to make ends meet. They say their catch is getting smaller and they blame illegal fishing by Chinese trawlers. For João Marcos, Barbara Santos has this report.
José Catessa and Pache Sabino are fish traders at Tombas Beach, near the city of Benguela. They say they are not catching as much fish as they once did. They blame foreign trawlers for the scarcity, especially Chinese fishing vessels.
It is the Chinese trawlers that are causing fish to abandon our fishing zone, to go far away, so it's more difficult for us.
The scarcity of fish coming to the local markets is reflected in the price, according to Sabino. Three fish used to cost 2,500 kwanzas, he says, but now costs twice as much, 5,000 kwanzas. That's just over $6.
People complain about the price. It's very difficult. All kinds of fish, cachucho, Caribbean red snapper, sardines and mackerel are even more expensive.
Angolan law prohibits larger vessels, such as trawler boats, from entering protected areas reserved for artisanal fishing. And only Angolan citizens can qualify to obtain an artisanal fishing license. Tito Katumbela owns artisanal boats and is a member of the artisanal fishing cooperative Onjali, which has 20 members. For him, the sustainability of his profession is under threat from the alleged unregulated fishing in supposedly prohibited areas.
When they notice that the fish are circulating more in the low waters, they move into this part, ruining all the investments we made in the barges. When they find the mesh, they drag everything away. It's too expensive for us. We want to be heard by the inspectorate because the Chinese ignore us when we try to talk to them.
VOA contacted the Chinese embassy in Angola via email to respond to allegations of illegal fishing in the region, but did not receive a reply. The Environmental Justice Foundation, a non-governmental organization that produced a report on the global impact of China's distant water fleet, says unregulated fishing activities often take place in areas where the fishing vessels do not have authorization to fish and target endangered and vulnerable marine life.
We're seeing the Chinese distant water fleet scooping out vast amounts of fish, very rarely for local consumption, much more often for international sale, which leaves local communities, coastal communities in multiple countries across sub-Saharan Africa, literally going hungry.
The head of EJF, Steve Trent, says the environmental impact of the unregulated large-scale industrial fishing, if it's not properly managed, includes the near-term decline and collapse of local fisheries. The fishermen are already seeing the signs. Victor João, also a fishing boat owner, says he has to travel more than 100 kilometers south to the province of Namibe to find fish.
Those of us who used to fish here in the bays are crossing between large towns. We leave Benguela to fish in Namibe, so maybe in the next few years we'll travel farther.
VOA reached out to the office of the Angolan Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources, Carmen dos Santos, for comment, but she has not responded to interview requests. In previous public statements, Santos alleged that Chinese trawlers are buying artisanal licenses from Angolan fishermen, something the fishermen deny. For João Marcos in Benguela, Angola, Barbara Santos, VOA News.
From Angola, let's now take a look at what some women in Zimbabwe are doing to give back to their communities. In Roma, Shingo, businesswoman and philanthropist Divine Simbi Ndlukula recently launched a computer lab at Makudo Business Center set to benefit learners in this remote area. The Mbuya Mary Simbi computer lab will benefit schools in this village and other neighboring areas like Jinavashe and Mashingami. Addressing guests at the official launch, ITC Minister Tatenda Mavetera said her ministry will support this initiative to enhance local access to critical learning materials.
Nzvimbo ino yataurwa iyo kuti inobata zvikoro 7 zvinouya pano zvichiuya zvichiita makombiuta pake. Saka tiri kuti isusu ndazwati muno mudistrict nemuno magutu ndiyo imwe nzvimbo yakwanisa kutanga kuva ichiwana yatinoti kombiuta yedu. Thank you very much. Nokutenda iyo. Tiri kuti isu sehurumende takuenderera mberi towedzeredzawo nepakatanga nekuti chido chakaratidza ichocho.
That there was ITC Minister Tatenda Mavetera speaking at the same event, Lukula said she was inspired to donate to the villagers after noticing the high failure rate in local schools.
A library, Mbuya Mary Simbi Library and Computer Lab, Takaitanga 2021. Taona kuti vana munzvimbo ino vaifoira, inini ndakakurira muno. Ndakaenda pachikoro chinonzi zvinawashindichibva pano ndichienda kuchikoro. But for a number of years ndaibatsira vasikana vandaiziva kuti vanoshaya vanozovabhadharira after grade 7. Vaiti vasvika grade 7 vachinzi vongosiya even vapasa. Saka ndakataona nditora vasikana 2 every year kuendesa. Ndaitoendesa maboarding schools. Iye zvino vamwe vakatopedza kumauniversities, vamwe varuma universities. But in the year 2017, 2018, 2019, it was a struggle kuwana vana vanopasa. Vana vaifoira zvekufoira zvaizvo. And then we wondered what the problem was. So we came and studied what is chishirunes. Dopataka zona kuti major problem was to do with kuti havana ma curricular textbooks. Okuverenga anoita kuti kana mwana achinyora bvunzo anoziva kuti izvi ndakazviverenga. Vavasina both class inenge ine one book the whole class. So we then realized that there is a need for us to put a library. This place yakasiwa nabereki vangu. It was a shop here. So we just renovated it. Taita library 2021 ndobva talaunja mabhuku. Takatenga mabhuku evana kubvira grade 7 kusvika form 6. Saka ari umomo vana vanoya vachiverenga tine machenechi. Saka patakavhura library takati tofanira kuzvisa makombiuta nekuti madigital skills ndozvavako, ndozvichaita kuti vaende mberi vaacceptwe in this global world, because even pay offline inotaura nezvekuti we are opening new worlds through education. Saka takati how do we open new worlds kana vasina ma digital skills? Saka takabva tatichaisa macomputers. Saka nhasi tiri kuvhura macomputers aya kuti vana vachiaccess. Kuno kune vana vasingazivi kana chinonzi mouse. Saka taunza ruzive urworwo kuti zvizivo vabatsirawo ramangwana ravo and vakwanise kugarawo munyika this new world without ICT and nobody.
That there was businesswoman and philanthropist Divine Simbi Lukula speaking in Mashingo. Addressing the same gathering, Chief Chitsa said this initiative will help improve the school's pass rate in his area.
Panopatira papanonzi pa Makolo Township, one of the townships iri mudunhu mamambo Chitsa, pamusha wokwa Simbi, panowanda pakabereka wana Dr. Ndukula, vauya nechirongwa ichi chemacomputers kuvana vedu, vagara vanga vasina kuti vanga wana kupi, nokuti kuno kwakadzikira chose, pachirungu vanoti kuma remote areas, kure chaizvo nekune chirungu, saka vana vedu ranga riri dambudziko kuti vakwanise kuziva kuti kombiuta chaichai inosenzeswa sei, inobatwa sei. Saka izvi tinozvitenda zvikuru kuti Madam Ndukula vaita zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo zvokutuigira computer lab pamusoro pelibrary yavakatiunzira ine mabhuku ari kuverengwa nevana, and pass rate yedu yakatoratidza kuti yasumuka nevana vari kuita misikanzwa vatova vashoma. Taiita dambudziko rokuti vana vaita machild marriages aya, vana vaimitisana kuchikoro, vamwe vachisvuta fodya vachiita sei, vachiita madrugs. Asi chinhu ichi takakurudzira maticha nesu varidzi vecommunity kuti vana ngavauye kuno vachiverenga so that ramangwana ravo rigozojeka.
That there was a Chief Chitsa speaking at a computer lab event in Mashingo. And speaking at the lab event again, one of the students at the school who will be utilizing the computer lab, Prudence Tivakudze, says this donation will help improve her grades. Let's hear what she said.
ndafara chaizvo nekuiswa kwaita makombiuta asiwano pakombiuta lebu yekumakudo and zvatiudza kuti ticharamba tichiwedzera zvidzidzo zvedu sezvo patanga tichipiwa mahomework tanga tisina pekumaresearchira but nekuiswa kwaita makombiuta tichakwanisa kumaresearcha through makombiuta through the internet. Thank you.
That there was Prudence Tivakudze, a student in Mashingo. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we're talking about projects run by Zimbabweans in rural areas. We'll also discuss challenges over the newly introduced Zimbabwe gold currency. To discuss this issue, we are joined by independent economic analyst Chennai Mutambasere, who's joining us on Skype. We also have Sesu Mubaya of Chiedza Sesu Foundation, and we'll also have Mrs. Divine Simbi Lukula later on. Welcome to the program, Ms. Mutambasere.
Thank you for having me. An important topic that we need to be discussing about today.
Yes, you saw that, there are some women in Zimbabwe who are giving back to the community, but most of the other women are saying, okay, we have this new currency. What does this new currency mean? Because a lot of people are confused. They're saying they were told it will be available at the end of the month, but some of them are saying they're not really sure about what's going to happen.
So it's a very complicated situation that most Zimbabweans will find them in. I'm specifically, obviously, empathetic as well to the women. We know from previous reports that about 60% of the adult population in Zimbabwe is unbanked, of which the majority of those will be women. And so at the moment, what the processes that the ZIG currency is going through implementation requires really for somebody to have a bank account. It's because they have not yet printed the production. Sorry, they've not yet produced the notes. The notes are scheduled to be produced by 30th of April. So really then, in addition to that, the governor has stipulated that you can go to POSB and to a few other places and take your ZWL notes there, and they will be then converted, I'm assuming, through some kind of bank account. But even in that instance, he is then saying that if you have more than 100,000, which actually equates to about $3 to $5 on the parallel market, that you will be subject to scrutiny as to how you raise that money. And I think this in itself is a punitive measure that's going to leave out a lot of people, especially women, who are part of the unemployed, the formal sector, the informal sector, where we know that, 90% of women and young people are participants of the informal sector. So to be questioned, to be told that you're going to face scrutiny if you turn up with more than 100,000 is punitive. It speaks to actually the fact that there's going to be a lot of disenfranchisement, especially for women and those coming from the informal sector who will not be able to even convert their existing currency notes into ZIG. Furthermore, once they have their ZIG, we know that they rely on purchasing using US dollar across border cross-border trading or, you know, trying to purchase rands and so on and so forth. And that's going to be very difficult because the ZiG in itself is supposed to be, as we were initially told, a structured currency backed by an asset. But the governor is still not clear as to the asset that is actually backing this ZiG currency.
Mhm. Tiri papo takamirira vamwe vanyarikani vedu. Kune vamwe vangangovunza kuti saka zvinorevei kune avo nyanya vanoita mabasa kutengesa mumigwagwa vazhinji vanga vari kuti mari tiri kuiona mafoni asi hatisi kukwanisa kuishandisa. Zvii zvamungavakurudzire pari zvino vakamirira kuti mari iwanikwe iyo ichidhindwa.
Pari zvino kuti vatokwanisa kuti vachengetedze value, vachengetedze mari yavo iyo iri mumafoni. Zvinge zviri nani kana kuti vatenge, vawane zvavanogona kutenga, vachizotengesa pamberi apo. Nekuti pari zvino, zvaisina manotes, isina macoins, zvinenge zvichinetsa kana kuti vaichinje kuti ipinde maUS dollar, inenge ichingova mumufoni. Asi, vakaichengetedza iri mufoni, mari iyi ichange ichiluza value nekukasika. So, kana vachida kuti mari yacho irambe, ine value yainayo nhasi. Zviri nani kuti vanotenga, vakwanise kutenga zvinhu zvavanenge vachitengesa. Avo vamwe vari muma town, ndinoona sekuti vamwe vari kuendesa mari dzavo kuiwa avanoti ma safe deposits. Nekuti havasi kuziva kuti mangwana rakamira sei. Urongwa hwacho zvakare huri kubuda muchigwish. Nezuro pane zvimwe zvakataurika. Mutsamba yakanyorwa na governor vakataura zvakare kuti kuchange kuchiuya mamwe ma statutory instruments. Achibata nyaya yemazig. So kuti tinazoziva pakazara, pakakwana kuti chii chichange chichiitika kumberi uko, hatisati tava nayo nyaya yacho yese.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. They please stay on the line. I understand we have our other guest, Sesu Mubaya. Welcome to the program, Sesu.
Thank you, Marvelous, for having me.
Yes, you also have a project that you're doing in Zimbabwe. Tell us a little bit about this project as we await also Mrs. Divine Simbi Lukula, who will be joining us, who we've been profiling before you came on the show. Go ahead.
So a little background about the project. It was inspired by my mother, who lost her vision at the age of 86. Along the line, met a young man who is blind, and that's what inspired the project, which is called Chieza at Sesu Foundation. So Chieza at Sesu Foundation is there to bridge a gap to people that are living with visual impairment and also with physical disabilities. We started the project from Morombezi. That is where I come from, and that's where mom lives. And we launched the project in December, and we managed to gift some of our population with some needs that they do have. And I'm hoping to continue doing so.
Thank you very much. I understand that we also have on the line Mrs. Divine Simbi Lukula, who we featured earlier on her project that she's doing in rural Mashingo. Welcome to the program, Ms. Lukula.
Hi, Marvelous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, my dear. And so how are things in DC?
Things are good, and you're live on the line right now, so we're going to go straight to your project in rural Mashingo. What inspired you to have a computer lab and also to, you know, donate some computers in your home village?
Well, it started some years ago. I've been giving bursaries for girls to get that in that community, because that's where I grew up. And I know how it is really the bank of beyond. When you talk of Gutu, I'm not talking about Gutu Center, but you're talking about, you know, 40 kilometers away from Gutu, in the deep Gutu rural. So I was giving bursaries to girls that would have passed their grade 7 but could not go beyond because they could not their parents, or rather they either orphans or no one could afford to pay for their fees in high school. So I started years ago, in fact almost like 15 years ago. So for the first year it was okay until about 28, anyone who was passing, you know, because we'd be
We are losing you there, Ms. Ndukula. Your line is breaking up. I'm not sure. Maybe you're driving. I think we're losing you. But let's go to Ms. Chennai. If you can come in while we're trying to get hold of Ms. Divine Simbindlukula again. You're hearing there women saying that they are starting, you know, some grassroots projects in the rural areas. But looking at this zig that people are waiting, do you, how can you inspire other women who are listening to say, okay, look, right now there is a transition period, but you can also start something if you want?
Well, I think the two perhaps are mutually exclusive. You know, we are in a very challenging situation. I don't believe that the challenges we are seeing now will necessarily change or go away. I don't believe that we are in some kind of transition because, you know, the governor has been quite serious about this, the Zig currency. We haven't had any prior consultation. So, you know, this is what they're doing. This is what is there. Mm-hmm. So to circumvent that, you know, is going to be difficult. I know women will find a way as always, but we are coming into a very difficult. I applaud especially my sisters who are here saying that they're trying to support the community with the resources that they have, because I think the need is going to get even bigger. We actually need more. Especially those in the diaspora community who are in a position to support and to help, especially at grassroots level. I would encourage them to support in that instance, because I feel just as I think the previous speaker was just saying that even though she was supporting girls to go into high school, mm-hmm. until eventually she got to a point where there weren't as many girls that were passing the exams in the first place, and then she realized that there was a bigger problem, and actually a library would serve the community well. Mm-hmm. And so these are the sort of initiatives that we need to keep our ear on the ground and support where we can, because my speculatively speaking, you know, the situation economically in Zimbabwe is about to get even tougher. We are going to see more and more people, especially young women and girls, who will stop going to school and be forced into all sorts of different types of avenues to kind of try and earn an income. So we really need, as women, to keep our ear to the ground and support where we can.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Ms. Sumubaya, mataura imi kuti muri kushanda muri kwa Murombedzi. Makafunga sei kuti mutange chirongwa ichi? Uye zvichiri kubatsira sei?
Yes, sezvo ndambotaura kuti mai vakaita bofu. Very vega and realizing the challenges that were there. Along the lines, I met this and the castle sangana this young man, Anova Bofu, Anuimba, and we started talking about it, and Akanduza kuti Angar kuchikoro ku University of Zimbabwe, but Anga sirkuenda kuchikoro because Anga asina laptop. And kati kwete zviko and simunofane wakupiwa mungabhadhari kuzvizi. People personal laptop yacho ye braille. Anyway, so my first gift to the project went to him. Ndakamuti atrage laptop, you know, kwa yanokwanisa kushandisa ne braille. And then from there, I wanted to adopt him, to bring him to Canada. But what touched me was the akati anoda kuti ashandire mu Zimbabwe akwanise kupundutsa vamwe vanhu vanogarawo neupofu kunge iye. That touched me, and that's what inspired us to get onto the project idea. It's a SESU Foundation. So pandakauya kumusha muna December to launch the foundation, marvelous. I discovered that it was not as simple as I was thinking. There's a lot to be done. Vanhu mapofu ne vanhu vari muma wheelchairs vari kushaya ma basic needs chaiwo. When I mean basic needs, bofu rino need just a walking stick kuti vakwanise kuita move around nekuva nezuva rino rakareruka nokuti anokwanisa kunzvanzvadzira achifamba. Ndakawanikwa ndichiwana more than 150 vari kunida masticks iwayo. And then it nezvirema vanonida ma crashes. Number yacho yakatokurisa. zvinorwadza moyo kuti hatina zvinhu zvidiki diki zvakafanana neizvozvo. Kuno kwatinogara kudiaspora zvinhu zvidiki diki izvozvo, but izvozvo hazvitoripo.
Sesu, thank you. If you can stay on the line, I understand that Mr. Divine Simbi Ndlukula is back, but she may have dropped. So I'll come to you, Ms. Mutambasere. On, you know, as we conclude with you, you said something very interesting. Kuti vanhu vanga bata sei mari yavo vakamirira kuti tione kuti pakupera kwemwedzi chichi chaitika. Nokuti mari ikaramba iri mumafoni kana mune zvimwewo, inoluza value here kuti inoita sei, vanhu vangaita sei papa?
Mari iyi inotoluza value nekuti pare zvino takatarisana nemarket. Market yakamirira kunzwa kuti asset yakabata mari iyi asset yekupi, iri kuchengeterwa kupi. Pasina ruzivo rwekuti asset yakabata mari ndeipi, uye iri kuchengeterwa kupi, chinoitika ndechekuti vanhu vanenge vasina kuvimbika nayo mari iyoyo. Kana vanhu vasina kuvimbika nayo, muchange muchiitora kuenda nayo iko zvino, Central Bank, Reserve Bank governor vati munogona kunge muchichinja nemaauthorized dealers. Asi handioni maauthorized dealers nenguva refu vachiramba vachigamuchira ZIG currency. So naizvozvo zvichaita kuti exchange rate inyanyise kukwira. Izvi zvinoita kuti value yeZIG iri mufoni mako idzikire. So ndinenge ndichiti kana uchinge unayo mari yacho iri mufoni nhasi uno, iwana zvaungatenga, zvaungachengetedza, zvinogona kuti pamberi apo unogona kuzvitengesa owana kana kuti maUS dollar ako kana kuti zvimwewo zvakadaro. Asi yakaramba iri mufoni ichange ichidzikira value. Ndinovimba kuti even kubva Friday payakaannounswa kuti kwava neZIG kusvika nhasi uno, value yayo yatodzikira. So ndozvandinenge ndichingokurudzira kuti musanyanyoramba makaibata nekuti value yayo iri kudzikira.
Thank you so much there. Now I'll now switch over to Ms. Divine Simbi Ndlukula. I understand she's back. Ms. Ndlukula, motipa mazwenyu ekupedzisira, because unfortunately we're coming to the end of the show. Kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti muwanikwe imi muchinobatsira kwamakazvarirwa? Hello? The line is being very jealous, but I think we are trying.
Murikundinzwa?
Ya, taura yenyu. Mochingoti ga kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti munobatsira kwamakazvarirwa?
Takataona vana vekana varimo munzvimbo kushupika vachikasira kuroorwa, tikaona kuti tikavabatsira kuvapa mabhezari kuti vaende mberi vana vapasa grade 7 vaya. Nobva tatanga kuita library in 2021. Makore mese mutatamboona vamwana vachifoira sereke vataishuvira kuti betsere. Nobva taona kuti reason yekuti vafeirira vasiwana mabhuku okuverenga. So curriculum textbooks aita vaverenga vazonyavhunza kutipasa. Ndo atakatoita mulibrary 2021 mapasisi akatotanga kuimbruva. Then tobva tazoona kuti let's take it step further, tichivapa madigital skills anodiwa mumabasa anemberi kwatiri kuenda nematave ndo zvavako zvemadigital skills. Saka nobva tazoisa macomputers atakanononja musi unoyo wamuri kutaura, kuitira kuti vana ava tivabatsire kuti vana vari kumamisi varege kusiara stereki nevari mumadhorobha mumaplaces avari kuwana macomputers okudzidza navo kuti ndo zvatovoko. Saka ndo zvakakumbira kuti tiise library kubatsira vana vomuruwa imomo. Muruwa mukuti vana vavasingazikana chinonzi computer mouse, asi kuti tione kuti vafambiranewo nenguva ezviri kuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo.
Thank you so much there. Thank you, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. We want to thank all our ladies who are our guests this evening. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye.